From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The White House says military flights ferrying Haitian earthquake victims to the U.S. will resume early Monday. The flights were suspended last week. White House officials say there was never a policy to stop medical evacuations by the military, but there were concerns that hospitals would not accept the patients because of a conflict over who should pay for their care and concerns that hospitals were running out of room. Meanwhile, relief organizations have begun implementing a new food distribution system in Haiti. Food coupons are going to women, primarily because young men often force their way to the front of aid delivery lines or steal food. Organizations hope the program will feed 2 million in the Port-au-Prince area over the next couple of weeks. NPR's David Shaper reports from one of the distribution sites.
The Port-au-Prince area has been divided into 16 zones with one central food distribution point in each zone. Here in an area called Canapé Vert, 1,700 people lined up with tickets that were distributed in the nearby makeshift camps that tens of thousands of homeless earthquake survivors use for shelter. Those with tickets will walk away with a 55-pound bag of rice. If mixed with other foods, it should last a family of six a little over a week. But the situation got heated here earlier when hundreds without tickets, mostly young men but some women too, demanded to know why they didn't get tickets and when their turn will come. Organizers say this operation will continue for 2 weeks, but they acknowledge they may not get food to everyone who needs it. David Shaper, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
A watchdog is taking aim at the bailout fund set up to rescue banks during the height of the financial crisis. A new quarterly report says it could lead to more reckless behavior by banks in the future. NPR's Renia Jablonski has more.
The Special Inspector General for the $700 billion Troubled Asset Relief Program tracks how the taxpayer dollars are being used. In his latest report, Neil Borofsky writes, not much has been achieved when it comes to fixing the underlying issues that helped create the financial meltdown. He says the firms, seen as too big to fail prior to the 2008 crisis, have only grown larger thanks to subsidies from the TARP program. Borofsky puts it this way, the market is more convinced than ever that the government will step in as necessary to save systemic significant institutions. The report points out while the cost to taxpayers will be less than feared with some banks already paying the government back, many of the program's goals are not being met. Borofsky notes the fund was supposed to encourage banks to increase lending to businesses and individuals, but lending is actually decreasing on a month-by-month basis. Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.
At the Grammy Awards in Los Angeles, Taylor Swift has won the Album of the Year Award for Fearless, bringing her total to 4 Grammys tonight, but Beyoncé is the big winner. She's received 6 awards, a record by a female performer. And from Washington, this is NPR News. President Obama's new budget proposal is due out Monday, although the White House has not confirmed it. There are published reports that say the budget will total $3.8 trillion and come with a record-breaking $1.6 trillion deficit in the current fiscal year. A spokesman says it will set aside $100 million to attack the nation's high unemployment rate. The first of 250 British and Australian soldiers whose remains were recovered this summer from a World War I battlefield in northern France was buried this weekend. Eleanor Beardsley filed this report.
Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend...
The unidentified soldier who died in the 1916 Battle of Fromelles was given a funeral with full military honors near the site where he died. He was buried in the first new cemetery built for World War I or II soldiers in 50 years. The soldiers were killed and buried by the Germans 94 years ago. Their remains were found and excavated from 6 mass graves last summer and fall. British and Australian officials and families of some of the fallen soldiers were present at the ceremony. DNA samples have been taken from soldiers' remains and attempts are being made to identify them through matches with living relatives. The remainder of the soldiers will be buried in military ceremonies 3 times a week over the next month. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Royal Dutch Shell says gunmen have attacked and damaged one of its Nigerian subsidiaries' pipelines. The attack Saturday came on the same day a major militant group in the region announced that it would resume attacks against oil facilities, although it has not claimed responsibility for this one. Nigeria is the third largest crude oil supplier to the United States. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.